real quickly, I'll let you know where we're at. We broke my arm June 5th, and I first thought in my mind, Lord, I don't need this right now. I don't have time. And the Lord was pretty specific with me. He says, well, you're busy in things that I want you to be busy in. I said, I agree with you. I was left on a mission station. I was doing all the cement work and the woodwork, and my heart wasn't that. It was the print and other things. And thing is, long story to make it short, though, I've been praying for God, Lord, I'm not going to quit. I gave 3 years, but if you can make something happen to show me I'm not supposed to be here, go ahead. And he broke my arm. They A-spanaged me, and we drove the bush roads all the way to Kujip Housick. They took an X-ray, and it was broken. I thought I just tore something. And the next day, the doctor called. They sent it to a pathologist. They took a picture of the X-ray, sent it to the pathologist in the United States, and they said he's got cancer. And the thing is, there's only 150 doctors in America that deal with the kind of cancer I got. It's called a chondrosarcoma. It's a cartilage cancer. It's very rare. Only one doctor in South Carolina that deals with it. And he happens to work at Medical University of South Carolina, but that's not my hospital, it's the VA. And if you know anything about the VA in America, everybody's complaining about VA vets dying, waiting for health care. So I show up at the emergency room, and the nurse practitioner says, well, we need our own X-ray. So they got an X-ray, and they sent it. Well, this doctor at the university comes over every other Monday and helps with the vets. Well, this is Wednesday. He comes over every other Thursday, too. Well, they sent the X-ray to the ortho department, and guess who happened to be there? Zeke Walton. And he ordered a CAT scan. Still hadn't seen a CAT scan, had a CAT scan done, and saw him the next day. Never saw my GP, which is unheard of. He's an orthopedic surgeon. He's an oncologist cancer doctor. Specifically, my kind of cancer, he's a limb salvager. All wrapped up in one. And the bottom line is, if the doctors here were back, they're surprised. Secondly, they're surprised I came back with an arm. And I can't do a lot with it. I can lift it up. The police say, put your hands up. They have to let me do it slowly. It's kind of hard. My rotator cuff is completely removed. I got an iron bar that comes down about right here. And it's a reverse shoulder. They do this a lot, but they had to take a lot more muscle and a lot more tissue out. And so praise the Lord, I have it. And it's true, when I'm weak, he's strong. And I had this one operated on 20 years ago. It's full of arthritis and tendinopathy and all kinds of stuff. And it needs almost the same kind of surgery, not as drastic. And so it hurts. I mean, it hurts to lift it. And I got degeneracy 5C6. And you know, I was a Marine. Few of the proud the Marines. And people say, you know, once a Marine, always a Marine. I say, no, but once saved, always saved. And when I got saved, the Marine Corps lost a proud man. But God still teaches me a lot of things. That's the short answer. We know Brother Crow, my wife and family stayed with them when I took two of my daughters up to Kyrgyzstan to preach at an orphanage for a couple of weeks. So we know the Crows. We pray for them. And we met the Dagons that are going to Papua New Guinea. And normally I'd like to talk a lot about Papua New Guinea and mission work. Lord woke me up at 3 o'clock this morning. I've been praying, Lord, what do you want me to... And he woke me up this morning, message, and I'm going to preach it. And I'm going to have to do it by faith because, you know, I got stories and all kinds of stuff, but it's what the Lord laid on my heart. And I do appreciate your prayers. God answered your prayers because this is the type of cancer I got. It's very rare, and it's either the very fast growers, do you want to die with your arm on or off? 8% make it to 1 year. And I happen to have the slow grower, so 80% make it to 5 years. So I have an 80% chance to make it to 5 years. But don't feel bad for me. The Lord wants to take me home, I'm ready. I'm ready to go home, folks. But as long as He lets me have life and gives me a voice, then I pray that I'm faithful to preach His Word. So if you take your Bibles, go to the book of John. Book of John, chapter 6. And I want you to have this thought, what shall we do that we might work the works of God? John chapter 6, verse 26. I don't know if you're here today and you don't know Jesus Christ as your Savior. I don't know here if you're a saved person that you're out on your boat and the wind's not blowing and you haven't felt the spirit blow, or you just kind of been dead in the water for a while. Don't quit. Don't quit. And I pray this will help you. I don't know if you're just a Christian serving the Lord and you just need to be strengthened. I'm not going to teach you anything new today. And I don't know. I do know this. If you're saved, God has something for you to do. He has something for you to do. He has a plan for your life. And He ain't worried about your talents and your abilities. He just wants you to submit, believe His word, and obey Him in the little things. Too often, you know, the last message I preached before I broke my arm, it really wasn't a message. I was just explaining to him that, you know, you got the Word of God now. We've got it printed. I said, I fought a good fight. I've finished my course and I've kept the faith. This is what I'm getting to workers on Friday morning. And I said, I don't know. Jesus said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. I can't say that. I can't guarantee I'll finish this message. I might drop over dead and a rapture might happen. But I know one thing, Christ will stay. Christ will be with you. Christ will walk with you. Christ will grow you. You need to understand that. And for such a time as this, we could talk about Esther. For such a time as this, everybody wants to put on their tombstone, I fought a good fight, I finished the course, I kept the faith. But they don't want to do it today, brother. And it's a daily act of serving God today where you're at. And who knows where you'll be in the end? Who knows where God will direct you and carry you? Don't have dreams of serving God. Serve Him today in the small things. I really encourage you, especially young people, to do that. John chapter 6, verse 26. Jesus answered them and said, verily, verily, I say unto you, me, not because you saw the miracles, but because you did eat of the loaves and were filled. Labor not for the meat which perisheth, but for that meat which endureth unto everlasting life, which the Son of Man shall give unto you, for Him hath God the Father sealed. Then said they unto Him, what do that we might work the works of God? Jesus answered and said to them, this is the work of God, that ye believe on Him whom He hath sent. Let's pray. Lord, thank You for this day. Thank You for Your mercy and Your grace. Lord God, the folk have come to hear the Word of God. God, some, maybe they don't know why they're here. But Lord, You've got a plan and a purpose. And I pray, Lord God, that I'd get out of the way. And Lord, that You'd use me, that I'd be a vessel meet for the Master's use. And God, that the Word of God would go forth in each individual here in this church, and they'd get exactly what they need. Lord, it's not our abilities, it's not by our wisdom, but it's by the Spirit of God and Your Word. And I pray that it would take effect, whether we see it today or years down the road. Lord, that's not what matters, but it would go into the hearts of the men and the women. Their ears would be open there. Their eyes would be open, that their hearts would be readied and prepared to receive Your Word today. And I ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. You know, it says in Isaiah 55:8 that God's ways are not our ways, and His thoughts are not our thoughts. They were following Jesus Christ. They wanted to get fed. They wanted the gravy train. And a lot of people come to church for a lot of reasons today. Maybe they got marital problems, or maybe they're going to cast some faith upon God and use Him as a rabbit's foot. But look what Jesus Christ says. It's very important. They want to know, what works are we to do? Jesus answered and said in verse 29, this is the work of God, that ye might believe, that ye believe on Him who He has sent. I wrote this down. Today the world embraces the Pope. They're willing to see the peaceful religion. And humanism, atheism. The one person they hate and reject is Jesus Christ. They accept scholarship but reject truth. They refuse to do the work of God, which is believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible says in John 14:6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man, Father, but by me. The problem is, we're at enmity with God if we're not saved. We're under the condemnation of sin. And we come to God, we come to Christ, not so we go to heaven, but that we might be reconciled to our Maker. And a lot of people don't understand that. They want to go to heaven. Muslims want to go to heaven? And how does a Muslim go to heaven? Straps on bombs, gets a machine gun, and kills people. That's what they believe. It's not just the radical Islamists that believe that. Every Muslim that reads the Quran believes that we're infidels and they must kill us. And then they will go to heaven and receive reward. That's what they believe. They believe that they need to take care of the little beetles and all the things, and they indulge in their self-appetites, but they believe in reincarnation. The Catholic believes if they do the seven sacraments, they'll go to heaven. Everybody has a belief, but people refuse to believe in Jesus Christ. Even Baptists have their beliefs. If I come forward and say a prayer and repent of my sin, I'm getting ready to go to heaven. They walk out the door, have no desire ever to come back to church. They have no hunger for the Word of God. But what does Jesus say? We want to do the works of God. Everybody wants to do the works of God. He says, you must believe on Him who He sent. Look at Romans 1 as I finish my introduction. Romans 1. This verse begins with verse 16. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, Jew first and also to the Greek. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed, from faith to faith, it is written, the just shall live by faith. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness. See, they hold the truth. They hold the truth, but they hold it in unrighteousness. They reject the Word of God. They reject the truth of Christ. Because that which may be known of God is manifest in them. For God has showed it unto them. You know, a lot of times you witness to people and they say they're atheists and they're hearing what you have to say. There's a Spirit of God dealing with them. Papua New Guinea, people know murder, adultery is wrong. They know thievery is wrong. They know the commandments of God. Why? It's written on their hearts. But instead of taking the truth of God and seeking after Him, looking at things of creation, the heavens declare the glory of God and the firmament show forth His handiwork, they reject those things. And we live in a day and age where more and more things are being shown and more things are being rejected. Look at verse 20. For the invisible things of Him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even His eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Because that, when they knew God, they glorified Him not as God, neither, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools, and changed the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image made like the corruptible man, and the birds, and four-footed beasts, and creeping things. Wherefore, God also gave them up to uncleanness, through the lust of their to dishonor their own bodies between themselves, who changed the truth of God into a lie, and worshipped and served the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. For this cause, God gave them up into vile affections, for even their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature. And likewise also the natural use of the woman burned in their lust one toward another. Men with men working that which is unseemly and receiving in themselves that recompense of their error which was meet. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge. They didn't want God in their knowledge. They don't want to hear about God. Gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient, being filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, malignity, whispers, backbiters, haters of God, despiteful, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient, without understanding, covenant breakers, without natural affection, implacable, unmerciful, who knowing the judgment of God, that they which commit such things are worthy of death, not only do the same, but have pleasure in them that do them. Hold the truth in unrighteousness, knowing God but reject God. Jesus Christ comes up and sets up His kingdom for the 1,000-year reign, that man will be under a righteous kingdom. They won't be able to blame Parliament down in Canberra or in Port Moresby or Washington, D.C. Lord of Lords writes us, oh, the government wastes money and spends money and they should use the money right. They don't use our tax dollars right. Christ right. Then why is it after 1,000 years' reigns of righteousness will Satan be able to deceive the nations? Because they will not have this man reign over us. Will you let Christ reign in your life? Will you come to Him? I tell you, He's peaceful. He's enjoyable. Try to go Hollywood and sports stars and all that. They're not happy. They can have it all. Somebody said that, what was the guy, Robin Williams, the $50 million in the bank when he committed suicide. Money will not take care of your problems. It's the peace that only comes from knowing Jesus Christ. It's the flesh that's going on today. These things won't help you. You have to turn to God. And I want to give a couple points here. Is why is the world in this situation? Number one, they reject the written word. Psalms 138:2. Thou hast magnified thy word above thy name. I ask people asking, before I even start a conversation, does God put anything above His name? And you know the Pentecostals and that, no. But I tell you what, He puts His word above His name. How do you know who Jesus Christ is? By His word. How do you know what heaven's about? By His word. How do you know how we got here? By His word. How do you know about family life? If His word is not truth, then we're in trouble. But the first thing that people do is they reject the word of God. The revealed word of God, they reject it. Jeremiah 36, you had this is the problem that the Jews had with Jehudi. Here is the word of God being proclaimed and put forth. And what is Jehudi doing? He's taking his penknife and cutting the word of God up into the fire. And everybody's sitting there and watching, and nobody's afraid. You would have none of my counsel. You chose not to fear the Lord. If you read in Proverbs chapter 1, the Bible talks about it. I've stretched out my hand. You would have none of me. Why? Because you refuse to know the Word of God. Number two, they reject the spoken Word. Look at 2 Timothy chapter 4. First, they reject the written Word. And even now, they reject the spoken Word. The Bible says in 2 Timothy chapter 4, preach the Word. Be in season, out of season, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine. But after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers, having itching ears, and they shall turn away their ears from the truth, and shall be turned unto fables. First they reject the written word, and now they even reject the preaching of the word. Please don't reject the preaching of the word of God. Look at this. Eve. God has spoken to Adam and Eve. Don't eat of the tree of knowledge and good and evil. And she rejected that and listened to Satan. Number three, they reject the living word. Paul asked, what is truth? You know, Jesus Christ said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. He didn't even answer him. You know, sometimes once you reject the written word and the spoken word, guess what? It's very easy to reject the living word. Because faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Luke 19:14, I said it earlier, there's a parable. And the guy had set up his farm system, and they did not want this man to rule over them, so they rejected him. And there's a picture of rejecting Jesus Christ. We talked about in Sunday school about, you know, having salvation and believing, but not letting Him be Lord of your life. I don't know how that works, brother. Because when I got saved, I became born again. And now I have something in me that rules me. I had to fight with this. This old no good thing. He's my biggest enemy. Now I want to go to something else. Well, let's go to John 18:40 first. John 18:40 says, then cried they all, not this man, but Barabbas. Now Barabbas was a robber. Jesus Christ, righteous, perfect, loving, kind, laid down His life for us, and yet we reject Him for a robber. The thief has come, what? To steal, kill, and destroy. People reject the Son of God, angel of light, that's deceptive, and that's the devil. You can have everything in this world, but guess what? Can't take it with you. And even churches do that. Praise God, we have a place to meet, and it's in comfort, and we're not getting eaten alive by mosquitoes or the sun pelting down on us. But you know what? You know who goes to heaven? People. Desire should be people. Now, number two, kind of like a 1A. I ask you that you will receive the written word. Psalms 119, wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his ways? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. Thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. First thing you need to do is you need to receive the word. You know, I read the Bible 3 times through before I even got saved. I'm sure it helped. You know, some people brought up reject Christ and reject church. Why? Because of hypocrites in the church. I was born a bastard. Praise God, the law has been finished, brother. Because according to Deuteronomy 23, the bastard cannot enter into the congregation of the Lord until the 10th generation. I had no way to get in the law. Praise be to God. I'm accepted now in the beloved. Amen. Through Jesus. I praise God He died for my sins. Unworthy sinners I am. Ecclesiastes 12:10. But accept the word. Receive the word. Look at Ecclesiastes 12, verse 10. I'm giving a lot of scriptures, I know. I said, Lord, different directions. And no, I just want you to give the word, son. So I have to trust them that there's somebody that needs what's being said today. Ecclesiastes 12:10, the preacher sought to find out acceptable words. And where did the preacher go to find acceptable words? And that which was written was upright, even words of truth. Acceptable words that need to be sought out is from the Word of God. And a lot of people are rejecting that, even in the churches. Look at John 8:32. And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. Along with John 17:17, sanctify them through thy truth. Word is truth. I beg you that you would make it a priority to receive the Word of God, not the Word of men. There's a lot of Word of men being spoken behind the pulpits today throughout this world, but they're not the words of God. They sound good, they tickle, and that you need to reject that. And accept God. Receive the Word of God. 1 Peter 2:2. As newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the Word, that ye may grow thereby. And I give an example of this, brethren, what the Word of God will do if you'll receive it. My wife, she's had 7 kids. I almost forgot how many kids we had. When she became pregnant with the baby, we lived in America, and she walked in the nice stores in America and had the ice cream shops, and I could go get the pickles if she was craving the pickles or whatever she was craving. And we got to go to the house six, the hospitals, and just 9 months of bliss. And then she went into the hospital and they gave her a private room and the baby's delivered and they cleaned the baby up and all. What's the first thing the baby wanted? Milk. A woman in Papua New Guinea can live in a grass hut with rats and no power, no inside running water, no toilet. Her husband don't care about her. Nobody else cares about her. Carrying 40 kg of water on her back with 40 more kg of cow sweet potatoes. And her husband's walking beside her with his bush knife. And when that baby's born outside of a hospital in dirty conditions, what does it desire? Milk. And I don't care whether you're born again in the bush without it, or you're born again in Australia with an education. When you get saved, you desire the Word of God. And I beg of you, receive the Word of God. Number two, receive the spoken Word. You know, it's not always easy to get and preach, is it, brother? But you'll do good by receiving the words that are preached. Real quick, who of you, when you sit down and read your Bible, You start having a fight? You can read the newspaper. You can do a lot of reading magazines. You can even read Brother Smith's articles and stuff. But there's something about it when you open up the Bible World War III happens, huh? You start getting sleepy, want to what? That shows you there's something different about that book. Man, you got to bring your mind into captivity so you can even think on the things of God. I mean, I'll be honest with you. I've gotten up in the morning, read my devotions, and don't remember anything I read. You give me something I'm interested in, and I'm interested in the Word of God, but physically interested in, make back everything I read. I get tired or sleepy. And be wide awake and open my Bible, and it's like insomnia sets in. If you have insomnia, or not insomnia, is when you can't sleep, right? If you have problems sleeping, pray and read your Bible. Look at Romans chapter 10, verse 14. Romans 10, 14. Not only do you need to receive the written word, you need to receive the spoken word. Romans 10, verse 14. How then shall they call on Him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in Him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except they be sent, as it is for the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things? Verse 17. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. When you witness, give the Word of God. Believe in the Word of God. Don't believe in your stories. Believe in the Word of God, because that's what will penetrate the heart for the lost to be saved. Look at 1 Corinthians chapter 10. For the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness. But not us which are saved, it is the power of God. Verse 21. For after that, in the wisdom of God, the world by wisdom knew not God. It pleased God by the foolishness to save them that believe. Really, as far as the world's concerned, what I'm doing is I'm being foolish. They think it's foolishness. We're to entertain people. No, it's the preaching the Word of God that brings conviction. And the Spirit bearing witness with the Word of God that people will get saved. There's no other way. And don't forsake the assembling of yourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another so much the more as you see the day approaching. Every time the doors are open, come to church and hear the Word of God. And I'll tell you this, if you're reading the written Word as a Christian and you come to church, his sermons will get a lot better. You ever been in a church long enough and you've heard everything a pastor has to say and you get bored, guess what? You're probably not reading your Bible. Because as he's preaching, if you're reading your Bible, God will show you more than what he's preaching. He'll give you verses to go along with it. Amen? Number 3, receive the living Word. John 1:12. And you could almost say, brother, and prayerfully you can take the notes down and preach this better, that I'm doing this backwards. Because you need to receive Jesus Christ. John 1:12, that as many as received Him, to them gave He power to become, even to them that believe on His name. You need to receive Him. Don't reject Him. Don't reject Him. Receive Him as your Savior. 1 Timothy 1:15, this is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation, that Christ Jesus came into the world to sinners, of whom I am chief. You have no hope if you reject the Savior. John 5, verse 6 and 8. But God commended, or when we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. God commended His love towards us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. You know, you have to see yourself as a sinner. Brethren, you can paint people good. We're all wicked, no good, dirty, rotten, filthy sinners. The Bible says our righteousness is but filthy rags. We're nothing. We could never earn our way. We're talking about, we have our righteousness exceed the righteousness of the Pharisees. If a man does all the law, yet offends in one point, he is guilty of it all. And let's say the law goes from there, brother, and the law stretches all the way there, and in one point, then you're guilty of it all. Could someone stand up and say, I'm not guilty? We're all guilty. We're all guilty. Real quick, the law is a taskmaster to bring us to Christ. Like you're saying, we should memorize it. We should know. We should know the 10. And really, I think there's like 620. You know, the SDA can't eat pig because it's an abomination. It's also an abomination for God to come into the camp and to find your waste on the ground. And I ask him in Papua New Guinea all the time, do y'all take a paddle with you and dig a hole and cover it up? It's a good one, brother. They don't do that. And the Bible says it's an abomination for me to come among you and find that your waste material from your body is not buried. And they're worried about whether they eat pig or not. Oh, brethren, have you ever strangled a chicken? If you strangle a chicken, eat it, you've sinned. Yeah. Just think about that. Praise God, Jesus Christ died on the cross for my sins. Praise God, I got His righteousness and He got my sin. But the law is like a piece of glass, brother. It shows you got dirt on your face. Now, when you find out you got dirt on your face, you take the mirror and try to clean your face. You know all you've done is try to come. He can't see his own dirt. That's what happens when people try to keep the law. They mess up righteousness. They mess up and people can't see Jesus Christ anymore. But the law shows you need water and soap, and you get the water and soap, wash your face, and look at the glass again. The law is the same way. It shows that I'm a sinner and that I need to go to Jesus Christ for righteousness. To God for that. His righteousness for your sin. A couple more things quickly. Believe and read the written word. It is more than your daily food. The Bible says, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Not only look at Psalms 19. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold. And you couple that and write it down. Proverbs chapter 2. Seeking after silver and gold. That's how we're to desire the word of God. It's life. There's hope. There's truth. Any problem you have, it has an answer. You will find yourself in this book. Most people don't want to find themselves. They want to go to psychologists because the psychologist is wicked as them and is not going to be truthful with them. But the Word of God will be truthful and show you exactly where you are. And it's not a pretty picture, but praise God, He'll make you as white as snow. And He'll clean you up. Set you upon a rock. Amen. So believe and read the written Word. Believe and rehearse the spoken Word because it is effectual. Look at 1 Thessalonians 2:13. 1 Thessalonians 2:13. For this cause also thank we God without ceasing. Because when ye received the word of God, which ye heard of us, ye received it not as the word of men, but as it is in truth, God, which effectually worketh also in you that believe. Brother, have you seen people when you're preaching how they're soaking it up and you see their Christian life take off, don't you? You need to receive it. And what did I say? You need to receive it, believe it, and rehearse it. The spoken word is effectual. Not only for your own life, as you're ministering to people and helping people and encouraging people and discipling people in your neighborhood. What are you doing in your neighborhood? Oh, that's a whole other message. Oh, no, it's the pastor's responsibility. No, your neighbor is your neighbor. Think about that. You can send Brother Crow and Brother Dagon and his wife all the way to Papua New Guinea. If you're not willing to go to your neighbor, keep your money. Sorry, brother, you just lost support. Really. God doesn't want your money, He wants you. He's got you, He'll have your money. Believe and rest on the living word. So believe and read the written word. Believe and rehearse. The spoken word is effectual. Believe and rest on the living word. Hebrews 13, 5 and 6. Let your conversation be without covetousness, and be content with such things ye have. For He has said, I will never leave thee, nor forsake thee. So that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me. Proverbs 3, 5. With all your heart, lean not your own understanding. Acknowledge Him in all your ways, and He shall direct your paths. It's in the living word. Cursed be the man that puts his trust in man, or maketh the arm of flesh his strength. Boy, that's come home. That's the scripture I gave them Thursday night, the last Friday night, after I got done talking to the trust in the Lord. I didn't finish the story. 30 minutes later, after an hour and a half Bible study, we sang Blessed Assurance. And I said, we pay you anyway so I can use all the time I want. I broke my arm and I was gone. The last time I was at the Village Church was Thursday night, Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. And said, you're cursed if you trust this missionary and not in Jesus Christ. I'm not talking about trusting what I preach out of the Word of God, but you think I'm staying in service to you, but you haven't put your trust in Jesus Christ. There's a curse upon you. You need to put your faith and belief and rest on the living Word. And lastly, learn of Him through the written Word. You'll learn of Jesus Christ. I'm not going to tell you how to do your Bible reading, but I would encourage you, as most people read Old Testament, New Testament, I'd encourage you to read one of the Gospels every day. Not the whole book, but read how Christ did things. His ways are not our ways. When He was defamed, He entreated. Upon, He blessed. When He was scourged, He did not bring it back, brethren. He said, forgive them, for they know not what they do. But lastly, learn of Him through the written Word, hearing through the spoken Word, and walking in the living Word. And I'll close with 1 John chapter 1. verse 1. That which we have from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled of the Word of life. The life was manifested, and we have seen it, and bear witness, and show unto you that eternal life, which was the Father, and was manifest in us. That which we have seen and heard declare we unto you, that ye also may have fellowship with us. And truly our fellowship is with the Father, and with His Son, Jesus Christ. And this is life eternal, that ye may know Jesus, the true God, and Jesus Christ, His Son, whom He's... You know what? You can speak to Christ now. The first time, Moses had to smite the rock to get the water out. He died. He's been smitten. And He's died on the cross. Now you can come and speak to Him and receive forgiveness. And that only comes through the blood of Jesus Christ. Forever.